Track 4, more news. New path offers safer route for walkers and cyclists. The second part of a new walking and cycling link has been opened between Ogwell and Newton Abbott. Work started in May to extend the route from Baker's Park through the hedgerow across the driveway to Bradley Manor and on to Beverley Way. The new 90-metre path makes it safer and easier to travel between Newton Abbott Town Centre and Ogwell. It gives people another choice instead of using Totnes Road and can help them feel more confident walking, wheeling or cycling for everyday journeys. Teignmouth District Council and Devon County Council work together to deliver this part of the project, which is another step towards better walking and cycling routes for Newton Abbott and nearby areas. The work included the new shared path, drainage, boundary improvements and landscaping. Funding came from the Active Travel Fund, Devon County Council's Local Transport Plan grant, Homes England funding and Section 106 developer contributions managed by Teignmouth District Council. Now this part is finished, work will start to look at the next stage of the Ogwell link. This is expected to include a new crossing over Totnes Road and a better link between Beverley Way and Bunting Close. Councillor Gary Taylor, Executive Member for Planning and Building Control, said, "The route is already popular with residents and this extension makes access between Ogwell and the town centre even better." Councillor Jackie Hodgson, Devon County Council Cabinet Member for Climate Change and Biodiversity, said, "Improving walking and cycling routes is an important part of helping people make more sustainable choices for everyday journeys. This new section of the Ogwell Link gives residents and visitors a safer and more enjoyable route, while also supporting better access to local green spaces."
Show set to return for landmark 95th year. One of Teignmouth's most popular rural shows is almost here as preparations gather pace for the 95th Christo and District Show. The much-loved annual event returns on Saturday, August the 15th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Teign Valley Community Hall and Recreation Field in Christo, bringing together the very best of rural life for visitors from across Devon and beyond. Now celebrating its 95th year, the show has built a reputation as one of the area's favourite summer attractions, combining traditional country show competitions with modern entertainment for all ages. Among this year's headline attractions will be Fusion Extreme, showcasing spectacular BMX stunt performances, while the Adams Axemen will once again entertain crowds with their high-energy timber-chopping displays. The main arena programme will also feature demonstrations by Newton Abbott Martial Arts, displays from the Dartmoor Hill Pony Association, Japanese drumming by Tano Taiko, and ever-popular terrier racing. There will also be classic cars and tractors on display, trade and craft stands, food and drink, family attractions, and a licensed bar. As well as celebrating the area's rural heritage, the show continues its commitment to supporting good causes. This year's chosen charity is Devon Air Ambulance, helping to raise funds for its life-saving work across the county.
Stars set to shine at Rowcroft Charity Show. A summer variety show in aid of Rowcroft Hospice takes place on the stage this Sunday, promising an evening of music, dance and heartfelt performances at Paynton's Palace Theatre. Organised by Sadie Jane Beer, Let It Be will raise funds for Rowcroft Hospice while celebrating the memories of loved ones through a carefully chosen programme of entertainment. Audiences can expect a lively lineup featuring Cooper King, the UK's youngest Elvis Presley tribute performer, Tank Sherman, who worked with the legendary Cornish comedian Jethro, Dean Winter, Sophie Beresford, Just for Fun, Dolly Partley, and many more. Sadie's own dance troupe, Tap Fever UK, will also perform alongside young dancers from across Devon. A dance teacher for more than 20 years, Sadie said the show has a deeply personal meaning. After losing both her father and auntie in 2024, she wanted to create an event that honours those who have passed away and recognises the care provided by Rowcroft Hospice. The idea and heart of this beautiful show is my father. My parents, Janet and Nigel, allowed me to follow my dreams from the age of five, she said. The show is a tribute for anyone cared for by Rowcroft, she added. Doors open at 6:30 on August the 2nd, with the show starting at 7. Sadie is encouraging the community to come along and enjoy an uplifting evening of entertainment and help raise vital funds for Rowcroft Hospice. For tickets, visit Palace Theatre's website.
Appeal after lambs presumed stolen from farm. Police are appealing for information after more than 80 lambs were reported missing from a farm in Ken. The farmer discovered the 81 animals were missing when the flock were brought in for shearing on Tuesday, July the 22nd. Although the sheep had been fed daily, a significant drop in numbers was only noticed during the mass gathering. The missing livestock include Suffolk, Charolais and Texel lambs, as well as crosses between the breeds. They are not ear-tagged, but most are marked with red paint, while a smaller number have green or black markings. Police are keen to hear from anyone who may have seen suspicious activity. Anyone who witnessed anything is asked to contact Devon and Cornwall Police on 101.
Intruders break into sports bar and steal cash tin. A popular Dawlish sports bar has been broken into. The owners of Shooters in Sandy Lane say two people were seen to try to smash the window before hitting the lower glass panel in a door. The pair then forced open the inner door and stole a cash tin and a collection tin for Devonair Ambulance. A spokesman said, other than the door and window, there was no other damage, and in the general scheme of things, we've got off pretty lightly. However, our beloved bar has been violated, and that cuts very deep. In the last few days, ourselves, Starcross Golf Club, Starcross Spa, and I believe another business in Exminster as well, have all been hit.